morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹，早上好。
Let's read Gospel John chapter 14.
我们一起读约翰福音第十四章。
Verses 1 through half of 9.
我们读十四章一到第六节，一到第九节。
Gospel John 14, 1 to 9. Let not your heart be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me.
你们心里不要忧愁，你们信神也当信我。
In my Father's house are many dwelling places. If it were not so, I would have told you. For I go to prepare a place for you.
在我父的家里有许多住处，若是没有，我就早已告诉你们了。我去原是为你们预备地方去。
And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also.
我若去为你们预备了地方，就必再来接你们到我那里去。我在哪里，叫你们也在那里。
And you know the way where I am going.
我往哪里去，你们知道，那条路你们也知道。
Thomas said to him,Lord, we do not know where you are going. How do we know the way?
多马对他说，主啊，我们不知道你往哪里去，怎么知道那条路呢？
Jesus said to him, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me.
耶稣说，我就是道路、真理、生命，若不借着我，没有人能到父那里去。
If you had known me, you would have known my Father also.From now on, you know him and have seen him.
你们若认识我，也就认识我的父。从今以后，你们认识他，并且已经看见他。
Philip said to him, Lord, show us the Father, and it is enough for us.
腓力对他说，求主将父显给我们看，我们就知足了。
Jesus said to him, Have I been so long with you, and yet you have not come to know me, Philip?
耶稣对他说，腓力，我与你们同在这样长久，你还不认识我吗？
Let's have a short prayer.
我们有一点短的祷告。
Father, we thank you so much for your word.
天父，我们谢谢你的话语。
We commit the words unto the Holy Spirit.
我们把你的话交在圣灵。
May you use the word to encourage us and to edify us.
用你的话来鼓励和教导我们。
But most importantly, we pray that you would use the word, help us to know Jesus more.
更重要的是，求主让我们明白你的话，让我们对耶稣基督有更深的认识。
We commit the following time unto your hands.
我们把下面的时间交在你的手中。
We commit our hearts unto your hands.
我们把我们自己的心也交在你的手中。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
As I look around, I see most are older people.
我再看一下我们周围的弟兄姊妹呢，有些是年长的。
What I mean by that is I don't see too many teenagers here.
我的意思是说，没有看到很多十几岁的孩子们。
I don't know how often you guys have these conversations or how far in the past.
我不知道弟兄姊妹有没有有这样的对话。
But have you ever had a conversation with somebody about if you died today, where would you go?
你有没有和人讲起这样的谈起这样的事情，就是我们若是今天去世的话，我们要到哪里去？
My guess is that because this is a church where it's biblical.
我想呢，我们现在的这个聚会呢是本着圣经
，and the truth is taught，
我们讲到真理
，based on the Bible，
是根据圣经。
My guess is that most of you are believers。
我设想大家在我们当中呢，基本上都是信主的。
But even those who are believers， and even those I don't know how many here who are。Non-believers. I wonder.
我不知道，我想知道呢，就是我们当中有没有还没有相信主的。
But have you ever had discussion with somebody about, you know, if you die today, or if I die today, where will I go?
我就是想知道我们你们有没有这样的经验，和别人谈起我们或者他们若是现在去世的话，我们要到哪里去？
When I was growing up, I grew up in a Catholic background. My parents are Catholic.
我长大的环境呢是在一个天主教的环境，因为我的父母亲呢是天主教徒。
It's not to say because I was Catholic that I had these thoughts.
我想不是因为我是这个天主教徒才有这样的想法。
But never in my childhood, when I was growing up, was I sure.
在我的长大的这个环境当中呢，我对这个问题不是很确定。
When I was young, I always hoped, wished, and wanted to go to heaven.
在我小的时候呢，我是希望啊，是能够将来呢能够死后进天堂。
But I also really feared going to hell.
但是我同时呢也非常害怕要到下到地狱。
Because the way hell is described, it sounds like a very scary place.
因为我知道呢，这个地狱呢是一个非常可怕的地方。
I didn't want to go there.
我不想到那里去。
This question about where I will go or where you will go when you die.
这个问题呢，就是我们或者大家去世以后到哪里去这个问题。
This question really came back to me a couple of months ago.
这个问题呢，在几个月之前呢，临到我。
Because my mom died of cancer 2 months ago.
因为我妈妈呢，在两个月以前呢，因为这样的癌症去世。
I loved my mom very much. I cared about her a lot.
我非常爱我的母亲，也非常关心她。
We had a very good relationship.
我和我母亲有非常好的关系。
And she meant a lot to me.
他对我来说是很重要的。
My wife, we started to date in college.
我和我太太呢是在大学中呢认识。
And she tells me that when, back then, she said she asked me, after we knew each other for a while, she asked me, do you love me?
在我和我太太谈恋爱的时候呢，她就问我这个问题，你爱不爱我？
I don't remember it, but she tells me this was my response.
她告诉我呢，我现在不记得了，但是她告诉我，我是这样回答的。
I only tell my mom I love her.
我会告诉母亲我爱你。
Now, of course, I tell my wife I love her very much.
现在呢，我可以对我太太也说我爱她。
But this is just to illustrate how much she, my mom, meant to me.
这只是给大家讲到呢，我对我母亲是有多深的感情。
So after she died, after she passed away, we had memorial service and the funeral.
当她去世以后呢，我们就有一些的这个安息的礼拜。
And during the memorial service, the priest shared a message from Matthew chapter 25.
在这个安息追思礼拜当中呢。有这样的弟兄呢，有这样的分享。
He shared about the 10 virgins.
是在马太福音中讲到有十个童女的故事。
5 virgins were very wise. They had enough oil for the lamp.
其中有五个呢是聪明的童女，她有在这个灯中预备了油。
While they were waiting for the bridegroom.
他们是在等候新郎。
But they were wise enough to have bring extra oil.Just in case they ran out.
他们很聪明，他们预备了足够的油啊。
And there were 5 other virgins who had lamps that were burning because there was oil in the lamp.
另外五个呢，他们也有灯。
But they were not wise. They didn't have extra because when the bridegroom was late, their oil burned out.
但是这五个呢，他们却不够聪明，他们的油没有足够多，所以呢，当这个新郎吃盐的时候，他们的油就用光了。
And they didn't have enough oil.
他们就没有足够的油。
When the bridegroom came.
当新郎来的时候，他们的油已经用尽。
So, I'm sitting there. The priest is The message, part of the message was that the oil was faith and the amount of oil was good works.
我在那听的时候就想到这个信息是讲到这个油呢就是信心，有多少油呢？Amount
of oil, the amount of the amount, the oil, the reserve, the amount of oil is good works.
是讲到这个我们有多少油呢，是我们的所行的好事情。
So in other words, if you have enough good works, you go straight to heaven.
也就是说你要是做了足够多的好事，你就可以进天堂。
And the Catholics have a teaching about purgatory. I don't know if you're familiar.
在这个天主教呢，是讲到炼狱。
Where people pay for their shortcomings in purgatory, and then they go to heaven.
是讲到呢，在有一个阶段是炼狱，你在那个阶段可以行好事，借着行好事呢，能够得救。
But they also teach this thing about if you pray for them while they're in purgatory, they might be able to go to heaven faster.
另一方面，另一个方式就是你可以为这些在炼狱中的亲人祷告，祷告可以把他们带到天堂。
So the priest encouraged others to pray for her just in case.
就是这个服侍的这个弟兄呢，就是讲到，为了防一防万一，就要为你的母亲祷告。
We were encouraged to pray for her just in case she lacked some oil.
我们呢就被要求呢为我的母亲多祷告啊，使她的那个油呢能够足够，能够上天堂。
Just in case she didn't have enough good works.
就是使他若是没有足够的好的工作的话，我们祷告可以让他能够够足够。
You know, I found it ironic because the coffin was here. Behind the coffin, there was a banner.
在那个这个棺材的那个有一个字呢，我觉得很有意思。
And on the banner was a quote from Gospel John.
在这个棺材旁边有一个从约翰福音的这样的一个经节。
And we're all familiar with this verse. I am the resurrection and the life.
讲到主耶稣说我是复活，我是生命。
He who believes in me shall live even if he dies.
那些信我的虽然死了也必复活。
And everyone who lives and believes in me shall never die.
那些信我的，相信我的呢，就永远不死。
So the truth was written right behind the coffin, but and yet the preaching, the sharing, the message was, I mean, we can tell those of us who know the truth, we can see that there's something, I don't know, maybe polluted, there's truth, but this partial truth mixed in with something that's not true.
我在那里想，就是在这个棺材旁边就写着这样的一个神的话，这个真理。但是呢，所讲到的这些讲的，确实和这个呢有不一致的地方，里面有或许有混杂，或者是有这个污染的地方。
So after we buried my mom,
当我们埋葬了我的母亲，
I had a chance to, I had some thoughts.
我有些的想法。
And out of all the things that I thought about, one thing was just bothering my heart.
我想了很多，但是有一点呢，使我的心呢不能得安息。
And what bothered my heart was not because of the message that I had heard that day.
我所不得安息的不只是说到讲的这个信息的内容。
What bothered me was, is my mom in heaven today?
我所不安息的就是我的母亲是不是现在在天堂中？
She's gone. Is she with Jesus now?
她已经去了，她是不是现在与耶稣在一起？
And I honestly could not answer that question with a definite answer.
我里面诚实的感觉就是不能够确定的说是的。
So obviously, because I love my mom so much, I wanted the assurance that she was with Jesus.
显然呢, 我这么爱我的母亲, 我是特别希望我母亲与基督在一起。
But I could not with full confidence say that she was with Jesus.
但是我们, 我呢, 却没有, 完全的确据是她是与基督在一起。
I've had many conversations with my mom.
我和我母亲呢, 曾经有很多的交谈。
Actually, as a matter of fact, when I became a believer and I started to go to a Protestant church, my parents were quite upset.
我得救的时候呢, 我到, 不属于天主教的教会去的时候, 我父母亲呢, 是不高兴。
So through the years, the conversations that I had with my mom back and forth,
那么多年过来, 我和我母亲呢, 对这件事情有很多的交谈。
In my heart, I think she knows Jesus personally.
在我的心里, 我觉得我母亲, 认识耶稣。
But I couldn't say for sure.
但是我呢, 却不能够确切的说, 确定的说。
So again, I don't know how many times you've had this conversation. You know, if I die today, will I be with Jesus?
我就是不知道大家有多少次想到这样的问题, 就是当我今天去世, 我是不是和基督在一起。
Whether it's conversation out loud with someone or just in your mind.
是大家在公开场合, 高声的谈的, 还是我们自己心思中的想法。
So how would you answer that question?
你怎么回答这个问题?
You yourself, if you die today,
若是我们当中, 我们今天要是离世, 我,
Are you going to be with Jesus?
你会不会和耶稣在一起?
Are you going to be with Jesus?
你是不是要会和耶稣在一起?
Sometimes I think that question can be misguided.
这个问题有时候我们会有些曲解。
To me, the real question is, do you know Jesus?
我觉得真正的问题就是说我们是不是认识耶稣。
Do you know Jesus?
我们是不是真实的认识耶稣。
I would like to read through these verses one more time quickly.
我们再来读一下这些经节。
Let your heart, you know, I will read through the whole thing in English and then you can read the whole thing in Chinese. Let not your heart be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many dwelling places. If it were not so, I would have told you. For I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And you know the way where I am going. Thomas said to him, Lord, we do not know where you are going. How do we know the way? Jesus said to him, I am the way, and the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me. If you had known me, you would have known my Father also. From now on, you know him and have seen him. Philip said to him, Lord, show us the Father, and it is enough for us. Jesus said to him, Have I been so long with you, and yet you have not come to know me, Philip?
14章第1节到第9节，你们心里不要忧愁，你们信神也当信我。在我父的家里有许多住处，若是没有，我就早已告诉你们了。我去原是为你们预备地方去。我若去为你们预备的地方，就必再来接你们到我那里去。我在哪里，叫你们也在那里。我往哪里去，你们知道。那条路，你们也知道。 多马对他说：“主啊，我们不知道你往哪里去，怎么知道那条路呢？” 耶稣说：“我就是道路、真理、生命。若不借着我，没有人能到父那里去。你们若认识我，也就认识我的父。从今以后，你们认识他，并且已经看见他。”腓力对他说：“求主将父显给我们看，我们就知足了。”耶稣对他说：“腓力，我与你。” 我与你们同在这样长久，你还不认识我吗？
Jesus' question to Philip was, Have I been with you so long, and yet you have not known me, Philip?
耶稣对腓利所问的问题就是 我与你们同在这样长久, 你还不认识我吗?
Actually, the disciples know Jesus.
事实上呢, 这些的门徒都, 认识耶稣。
Their knowledge of Jesus may be limited, but they know him.
他对耶稣的这个认识呢, 是有限的, 但是他确实认识耶稣。
They know Jesus the way you know each other.
这些门徒认识耶稣呢, 就像我们彼此相认识一样。
I don't know how, if you know everybody in this sanctuary, in this church,
我不知道你是不是认识我们当中, 彼此都互相认识。
But the ones that we spend more time with,
那些呢, 若是我们有更多的时间彼此, 在一起,
the ones we have conversations with,
我们认识的越在一起时间越多的, 我们就有更多的交谈。
The ones that we serve the Lord together with,
那些我们和, 一同来服侍主的, 那些弟兄姊妹,
the ones that we pray together with,
我们一同来祷告的那些弟兄姊妹,
the ones that we have Bible study with,
我们一同来读圣经的那些弟兄姊妹们,
the more time we spend with a person, the more we know them.
我们一同的更多的在一起有时间在一起的时候, 我们就认识, 彼此认识更多。
So the disciples have spent about 3 years with Jesus.
这些门徒呢, 与耶稣呢, 有差不多3年的时间。
And when Jesus questions them about knowing him, he's talking about deeper things.
当这个耶稣呢, 问他们是不是认识, 他的时候呢, 他讲到的更深的认识。
Today, I think there's irony.
我想现在呢, 这时候呢, 是有一些的, 有些讽刺的意味。
And the irony is that we know more about Jesus than the disciples knew about Jesus.
就是有一点的比较奇怪的事情就是 我们对耶稣的认识呢, 甚至超过这些门徒对耶稣的认识。
Actually, we know a lot more about Jesus than the disciples did. Here.
实际上呢, 我们对耶稣的认识呢, 要大大超过这些门徒那时候对耶稣的认识。
Because those of us who have known the Lord for a while, we learn about Jesus in through messages, Sunday schools, and Bible studies.
我们这些在主里面有一点年日的, 我们是通过, 在, 主日的聚会, 信息讲台, 在主日学, 我们, 都认识耶稣。
We know so much facts about Jesus than the disciples.
我们对耶稣的那些的, 知识呢, 要大大超过门徒们。
When I talk about the disciples, I'm talking about at this time when Jesus was sitting with them.
我提到这些门徒的时候, 是讲到他们那个时候和耶稣在一起的时候, 他们的光景。
So the irony is, although we know so much about Jesus,
这里面有一点讽刺意味的就是, 虽然我们对耶稣有那么多的认识,
I doubt many of us know him personally the way the disciples, even Philip, the way Philip knew Jesus personally.
虽然我们对耶稣的知识应该是很多, 但是呢, 我, 不觉得我们当中的对主耶稣真实的认识, 那种个人的对他的认识呢, 能够超过这些当时这些门徒, 包括腓利在内。
One time I used to work in Rockland.
我曾经在一个地方工作,
Rockland County.
在一个县,
Well, I was working in a dental office. And the receptionist, I overheard the receptionist talking about John Travolta.
我就在这个牙医的门诊工作的时候呢, 我就偶尔听到了那些在那工作的人呢, 讲到一个人, 叫
John Travolta. I guess you don't know John Travolta.
讲到一个很有名的人。
Who knows John Travolta? He's an actor. John Travolta is an actor. And she was talking about John Travolta. She was saying, oh, John Travolta, he loves to fly. She knew so many things about his personal life, about his family. And the way she talked about him sounded like she knew him.
就是我听他讲的时候我就这个名人呢是一个电影演员，那他呢就这个人对于这个电影演员呢有非常充分的认识，他怎么来飞喜欢飞坐飞机或者是飞行或者是到其他的地方，各种的事情都认识都知道。
She was so excited when she was talking about him. You would have thought that she was his personal friend.
他讲的时候讲起这个人的时候呢，那么兴奋你会觉得他是这个电影演员的一个非常亲密的朋友。
But the fact was, she never met him in her whole life.
但是呢，实际上呢，他和这个演员呢，没有在他一生中从来没有见过面。
Everything she knew about him, she got from the tabloids.
他所知道的都是从一些的这些小道消息的这些杂志上所读到的。
I guess you could call her a fan of John Travolta.
我们可以讲他是这个名人的一个fan， 一个这个拥护者或者
fan， you know, get that?
是一些影迷。
I think today we have a lot of people who are fans of Jesus.
我想现在我们这个时代呢，对耶稣的崇拜者非常多。
Because when we learn many facts, many things about Jesus, he's a very appealing person.
当我们知道对于关于耶稣的那么多的事情的时候呢，我们就觉得耶稣呢实在是非常吸引人。
We are impressed by the things that he can do.
我们对这个耶稣所做的事情呢是非常的。
We are impressed by his love and his compassion.
我们对他的爱，对他的这情感，我们被所征服。
How well do we know him personally?
但是我们对耶稣有多少个人的这样的亲密的认识？
When we talk about Jesus, is this something that we've heard other people talk about?
我们在谈论耶稣的时候，是不是我们把那些我们道听途说的、我们听到的讲讲而已
？Or when we talk about Jesus, is it based on the things that we have personally come in contact with？
或者是我们讲耶稣的时候，是真实的建立在我们与耶稣的这样个人的关系上
？Actually, even though we know Jesus, just facts about Jesus, we can get excited. When we talk about Jesus as a fan, people might get the impression that we know him personally.
有时候我们对耶稣的这样的知识有那么多所以我们觉得我们就非常的这样的兴奋对别人来说呢好像是一个崇拜者但不见得我们对主有一个个人的真实的认识。
But if,We're just a fan of Jesus, and we know many things about Jesus, and that's what we talk about.
若是我们只是耶稣的一个崇拜者，只是对耶稣的事情我们了解的很多而已。
Then we're just like that receptionist that I mentioned before, who knew John Travolta, talked about John Travolta, and said with just passion and with so much knowledge.
那我们就若是我们是那样的话，我们就像那刚才我所说的那个同事和这个影星的这个关系。
And we know the people that we know. I know my wife probably more than anybody else.
我对我太太的所了解的呢，会超过其他的人对她的了解。
And she knows me better than anybody else.
她对我的了解呢，也会超过其他人对我的了解。
And next will be my family, my children.
下面就是我的家庭，我的孩子们。
My wife and I, we know each other the most because we spend so much time with each other.
我们彼此能那么多的了解，是因为我们在一起有在一起的时间非常长久。
We do things together. We talk about deep things.
我们一起做事情，我们一起讲很深的交谈。
So when we talk about Jesus,
当我们谈到耶稣的时候。
When we talk about knowing Jesus,
当我们谈到我们认识耶稣的时候
is it based on our personal experience and knowledge of him?
是不是建立在我们与耶稣一个个人的亲密的关系上？
When you go on vacation,
当我们去度假的时候,
is he with you?
他是不是, 耶稣是不是和你在一起?
When you go to the mall, when you go shopping, is he with you?
当你去商店去买东西的时候, 耶稣是不是与你在一起?
Have you seen him perform a miracle?
你有没有看到他做神迹奇事?
Not just heard about it, have you seen him do a miracle?
不是你只是听到, 而是你是不是亲自看到过耶稣行神迹?
Have you seen him forgive sins?
你有没有真实的看到耶稣赦免人的罪?
Have you seen him change somebody who you thought never could be changed?
你有没有真实的看到 主耶稣改变一个人, 你以前想到他是无可救药的?
Have you ever seen him love somebody who you look at and say, oh, that person is not lovable?
你有没有, 真实的认识到, 或者是, 知道主耶稣呢, 曾经就认识, 他爱一个人, 是你觉得不可爱的?
Those of us who know Jesus will answer these, look at these questions and look back. And all of us, I am this person. The questions that I just asked about forgiveness, have you seen Jesus forgive somebody's sins?
我问了很多问题, 像你有没有看到耶稣呢来赦免人的罪?
If we truly know Jesus, that would be us first.
若是我们真实的, 认识主的话呢, 那就是, 实际上就是我们自己首先要经历。
If we truly know Jesus, the one that who could not be changed, is changed or is being changed, is us.
我们若是真实认识主的话, 我们就知道那个, 好像是无可救药的人呢, 首先就是我们自己。
And if you've seen Jesus love somebody who is hard to love, the first one on that list is me.
若是我们认识主, 我们要知道主呢, 爱一个人, 那我们知道呢, 这个我们的经历呢, 首先是从我们自己, 我们就是那个不可爱的人, 主却爱我们。
So do you know Jesus through this personal experience? Not only in us, but in others as well.
所以你是不是经历神呢? 就是这些个人的和主亲密的沟通和经历当中。
I think oftentimes when we are going through an experience,
我想我们, 经常呢, 在经历一些的事情的时候,
it's difficult to appreciate what we're going through and what the Lord is doing in us.
常常我们很难呢, 在经历当中, 在这个过程中呢, 我们来知道呢, 主, 所做的。
I find that when I stop, pause, and look back and see the work of the Lord with a hindsight, that's when I can appreciate more what the Lord has done.
我对我来说呢, 我常常是在人生中, 我停下来, 我回头看我的经历的时候呢, 神就给我一个回头的亮光, 看到主给我们, 在我们身上的作为。
So when you stop, turn around, look back, do you see the work of the Lord in your life?
当你停下来回头看你自己的经历的时候, 你有没有看到主耶稣在你生命中的工作?
Can you appreciate the Lord walking alongside you?
你有没有看到主耶稣呢, 在这个过程中呢, 一直伴随着你, 啊, 你而非常欣慰。
If you look back and you don't see two pairs of footsteps,
就是你回头看到呢, 不是两双脚印。
And if you, you know, you guys know that footprints poem?
我知道的脚印,
Those of you who don't know, the footprints poem goes something like this. This person looks back on his life and sees a set of two sets of footprints.
那个诗呢, 就是讲到呢, 有个人回看他的一生经历的时候, 就看到有两, 两对的脚印。
And he turns to the Lord and says, oh, thank you, Lord, for walking with me.
他就说到了, 他就对主说, 谢谢你和我一同的来行走。
But I notice when I look back, the hardest times in my life, I only see one set of footprints.
但是我回头看到我人生的经历, 那最艰难的时候呢, 常常只有一双脚印。
And he thought that Jesus had left him during those difficult times.
那这个诗人所讲到的就是他想到呢耶稣离开了他。
But Jesus tells him, I didn't leave you. During those hard times, that one set of footprints that you see, I was carrying you.
那讲到呢就是主对他说呢就是那个最艰难的时候你所看到的这双的脚印呢 就是我背着你的脚印啊，我没有离弃你。
So the question is, when you look back, do you see those experiences where you experience, where you meet, and where you get to know the Lord more personally?
就是讲的我们的问题就是当我们回想我们的一生的经历的时候，我们有没有看到主在我们身上一点一滴的带领？
You know, there are, you can fake it.
你可以, 假装,
you can fake it and fool other people.
你可以, 假装呢, 使别人看不出来,
you can fake it and even fool yourself.
你有时候甚至可以骗自己。
I heard a story about a brother.
我听到过一个关于一个弟兄的故事。
Whose father was a preacher.
他的父亲呢是传道人。
And so this brother, well, he grew up, in the church.
这个弟兄呢，所以就在教会中长大。
He learned how to study the Bible.
他知道呢，他学到如何来学习圣经。
And he learned how to preach.
他也学到呢如何来讲道。He
learned how to pray.
他也学会了如何祷告。
He learned how to pray very well.
如何来很好的祷告。
He probably fooled a lot of people.
他或许把很多人都蒙在鼓中。
And he even fooled himself.
他也把自己蒙在鼓中。
Because Jesus was not inside him.
因为主耶稣没在他的里面。
Christ wasn't in him.
基督没有在他的里面。
He only realized that that's what happened to him later on when he truly became saved.
他在他后来真正得救以后，才意识到这段时间的这个荒凉。
So, first question is, do you know Jesus?
第一个问题就是，你是不是认识耶稣？
Do you really know Jesus?
你是不是真正的认识耶稣？
And if you already know him, do you know him more now than when you first met him?
第二个问题就是，若是你真实的认识他, 那你是不是现在对主的认识比你初信的时候更多？
I mentioned before when my mom died.
我刚才讲到我妈妈去世的时候。
That's the only thing that bothered me. Her death really didn't bother me.
当她的死并没有让我不安息，而是这个她是不是与基督耶稣在一起的这个事情，使我不安息。Of
course, I was sad that she died.
当然，她去世我非常的难过。But
that sadness was not the same as that question that bothered my heart. Is she with Jesus today?
但若是他和基督在一起的话呢，那这个忧愁或者是伤悲，不会使我不安息。So
I struggled with this thought in my heart for a while.
所以在我的心中呢，我就这样的有很一段时间的挣扎。And
nothing could give me comfort.
什么也没有办法安慰我。As
I prayed to the Lord about this, as I thought about it, in the end, only one thing gave me comfort.
我为这事情祷告，我也来思考这件事情。到最后呢，只有一件事情能安慰我。
And that comfort didn't come from a word, or from a voice. A voice then whispered into my ear, "Don't worry, I'm Jesus, and your mom is with me."
但是呢，这个安慰呢，不是像有些人所经历的，有一个声音对着我的耳朵说，不要担心啊，我是耶稣啊，这样的情形。
That's not what happened.
这不是我对我来说不是发生在我身上。
What comforted me in the end was knowing that Jesus has the final say.
最终安慰我的就是知道我们知道呢耶稣是那个说最后来做决定的。
The Jesus that you and I know, he has the final say with my mom.
就是讲到耶稣我们所认识的那位耶稣呢是最后要做定论的。
And this Jesus I know knows all things.
这位我们所我认识所认识的耶稣呢，他知道一切的事情。
Many people might say, "You know, I doubt your mom's in heaven because I've seen her do this and that."
有些人呢就会很怀疑很不定讲到也或许这种情况，或许那种情况。
And some people might say, "Of course she's in heaven. She's such a good person."
但是有些人就会说。他当然在与耶稣在一起，因为他是一个很好的人。
But in the end, what other people say doesn't matter.
不管别人怎么说这都没有决定性的。
What gave me comfort was knowing that Jesus, the Jesus that you and I know, the righteous one, the gracious one, the merciful one, the loving one.He will look into my mom's heart and say, "Hey, she's mine, or she's not."
对我最大的安慰就是，这位我们所认识的就充满怜悯、慈爱、恩典、爱的主他要真实的看到我母亲的心来决定他是属于耶稣的还是不是。
Of course, I hope to see my mom when I see Jesus too.
当然我要我希望我能够在耶稣那里见到我的母亲。
But I don't wonder about that anymore.
我不再这样在为这件事情不安息。
Because it's in the Lord's hands.
是因为这件事情已经在主的手中。
Do you know the way?
你是不是知道那个道？
Do you know the truth?
你是不是知道那个真理?
And do you know the life?
你是不是知道那个生命?
I was saved, I don't know the date, but it was in January of 1998.
我得救呢是在1998年。
I had been going to Wyckoff Church for a couple of years up to that point.
那个时候呢我已经去在 Wyckoff 那边的聚集呢有几年的时间。
But I didn't know the Lord.
那个时候呢我却不认识虽然我去但是呢我不认识耶稣。
Until that morning in January of 1998.
只等到呢1998年的一月份的那个早晨。
I still remember the speaker, Brother Wendell.
我记得那个时候有一个弟兄呢到我们去讲道。
Brother Wendell was sharing about forgiveness.
那时候他讲到呢是赦免。
And I have to be honest, I think I was kind of sleepy the whole message.
我诚实的讲呢，我那时候呢很困倦。
Because now he speaks more. Back then he used to speak very, very softly and very slowly and quietly.
这个弟兄现在讲话声音比较大，那时候他讲的话呢软绵绵的。很容易让人入睡。
But somehow towards the end, the Holy Spirit kind of woke me up and hey, this is important. You need to listen. You need to pay attention.
但是呢，就是圣灵非常奇妙，在那个最后的时候，他讲到的最后的时候呢，圣灵就催醒我说，这是很重要的，你要听。
And the question he asked was, if there is anybody who wishes to receive forgiveness through Jesus come up.
他那个最后的时候就呼召，就说若是在我们当中坐着啊，愿意借着耶稣基督得到赦免啊，就到前面来。
Jesus was speaking to me through him.
那个时候呢，主耶稣就对我讲话。
Jesus was asking me, "Do you believe in me?"
耶稣那个时候就对我讲说，你是不是相信我？
It was as if I was face to face with Jesus.
好像就是我觉得就是那个时候呢，就是我和主是面对面的这样。
And he was asking me, "Do you believe in me?"
他是就这样面对面问我，你相不相信我
？And I had to be honest. I couldn't lie to him. I couldn't say yes, I do when I didn't.
我很诚实的讲呢，我就不能够说，我是不相信。
I could not say that I do, of course.
我不能说我相信。
But I told the Lord, you know, I cannot say that I do, but I want to.
但是我那时候就讲，我不能说我相信你，但是呢，我想，我希望我相信你。
I want to believe in you.
我愿意相信你。
And the Holy Spirit said, "Okay, now get up and go."
这圣灵就说。你现在可以上去。
I was kind of embarrassed.
我那个时候有一点的这个不太好意思。
I had had my eyes closed. I opened my eyes. I look around. Everybody's sitting down.
我闭死眼睛呢，我看到很多人都坐下了。
I'm gonna get up and walk to the front.
那我现在要到前面去，是有点难为情。
I thank God.That he gave me the grace to get up and go.
我非常感谢主呢，他就给我恩典，让我能够走到前面去。
So I got up and I walked to the front.
那时候我就站起来，我就走到前头。
And as I was walking, I said, "Oh man, this is kind of exciting."
那我走起来以后，我就觉得很兴奋。
I wonder if I'm going to be like that.
我想呢，我是不是像什么人物啊
？Like have a spiritual experience, like some have like a, you know, like having an out of body experience.
我是想是不是我会有个非常特别的经历啊？好像我的这个灵魂出窍啊。
So I went to the front and I had my eyes closed and we were singing.
我就走到前面，闭死眼睛，有弟兄姊妹有在唱诗。
And after we stopped singing, I still had my eyes closed.
大家停下来以后，不唱诗的时候呢，我的眼睛还是闭着。
And the brother Wendell, he tapped me on my shoulder. He says, "Okay, you can go back to sit down."
有弟兄呢就来敲敲我的肩膀，说你可以现在可以回去了。
So I went back and I sat down.
我就回去坐下来。我没觉得有什么特别的经历。
I'm still conscious. I'm not. I didn't fall on the floor. You know, having an out of body experience.
我仍然很清醒啊，我没有倒在地下或者是灵魂出窍。
But looking back,
但是回头我来想的时候
，That's when I met the Lord.
那就是我遇见我们的主的时候。
Of course, even before that, the Holy Spirit had been working on my heart.
当然，在那之前，圣灵也在积极的做工作。
But that's when I met the Lord for the first time.
但是那个时候就是我与我的主第一次见面的时候。
And over the years, I got to know Him better and better.
那么多年过来我对我的主呢有更多的认识。
And I can look back and point to certain specific experiences and circumstances that I can point to where I really felt it.
我回头想的时候，看我一些的经历的时候呢，我可以点出一个个的经历呢，是在主里面的。
I thank the Lord for those experiences.
我感谢主借着这些的经历。
Because those experiences are very encouraging.
那些的经历呢，对我呢，都是一个极大的勉励。
Those personal experiences with the Lord are very encouraging.
那些我和我的主个人的这样的关系呢，对我有很大的激励。
But when I look back, it's not those exciting experiences that I got to know the Lord.
但是我回想的时候呢，我好像不是只是借着这些的非常有很兴奋的这些经历来认识我的主。
It's those times where I prayed by myself and with the brothers and sisters.
却是那些我和我自己或者和弟兄姊妹一同祷告的时间。
It's those times where I read the Bible and the Lord reveals Himself to me.
却是那些我自己来读圣经，主呢借着圣经向我开启的时候。
It's those times where just everyday life, the Lord reminds me of His presence.
就是那些时间呢，就是我们在每天日常的生活，平常的经历中呢，主向我们来显现。
It's through those times that I got to know the Lord more and more.
是那些的细细小小的事情呢，我能够更多的来认识我的主。
So do you know the way?
你是不是知道那个道路？
The truth.
那个真理。
And the life.
那个生命。
And I pray that if there's anybody here who doesn't know Him yet,
我来祷告呢，若是我们当中还没有相信他的，
I pray that the Lord will meet with you and you will get to know Him in a living way.
我祷告呢，主能够来遇见你，让你能够更多的认识他。
And I pray if there's anybody here who may have raised their hand at a gospel meeting,
我来祷告呢，有些呢，或许在我们当中，在这个传福音的聚会中呢，举手来觉知，
may even have made an altar call,
或许也走到前面来了，
but today you don't know Him any more than that day when you raised your hand.
若是今天呢，你所对主的认识呢，仍然限制在你那个时候举手的时候的那个经历。
I pray that the Lord will give you the grace to know Him more.
我祷告呢，主能够给你更多的恩典，让你更多的认识他。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Father, we thank you for Jesus so much.
天父，我们感谢你赐给我们耶稣基督。
We do appreciate Him so much.
我们何等的为着他感到欣慰。
Even though our appreciation of Him is based on what little we know of Him,
虽然我们这样的谢恩，这样的感谢呢，是建立在我们对他的一个有限的认识上。
But we thank you and praise you.
但是我们仍然要来感谢赞美你。
That when we come face to face with you,
当我们有一天面对面见你的时候，
we will know you as we are known.
我们就也按照你自己来认识你。
I pray for each one of our hearts here this morning.
我为着所有的在我们面前的心祷告。
That our hearts would be humble before you.
再让我们的心在你面前是谦卑的。
That our hearts would be soft before you.
在你面前我们有一个柔软的心。
That when you come over and you start a conversation with us,
当你来到我们当中与我们交谈的时候，
we would stop and talk to you.
我们来停下来与你交谈。
That when you come and say take a trip together,
若你来和我们一起来旅行，
we would be willing to go with you.
我们就和你同行。
Father, we thank you so much for Jesus.
天父，我们为着耶稣基督来感谢你。
And in Jesus' name we pray.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.